This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the right. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer for Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monitor, 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We've got a good clash for you tonight. Should be a fine presentation, outstanding game, two high-powered clubs, Marion Local Boys in Division 6, Minster Boys Division 7. We are here at Minster, Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. JV game being played early on fourth quarter, 6 minutes left in the fourth period. High-scoring preliminary contest, 55-42, Marion Local leads Minster by 13. We've got a stellar contest coming up for you. Marion Local 19-1 on the year. Minster 14-7. Marion Local's won 8 straight since its only loss to Delphi St. John's. Meanwhile, Minster started 4-5. And how about this Minster club? They have won 9 of 11 since. Minster playing their best ball of the year. Marion Local's been consistently good all year long, despite the late start to the basketball campaign. Tim Goodwin, head football coach of Marion Local, dropped by a few minutes ago, and he said this should be an outstanding game. There's no question that if he were asked, he would say, yeah, Minster gave us our toughest competition this past football campaign. And a lot of football players out here on the court tonight for this basketball contest between these two teams. Chuck, who knows? Minster is good enough in Division 7 to advance very deep into regional play. Marion Local Division 6, same thing. Minster eventually would have to contend with Delphi St. John's in the Northwest region in D7.
Well, taking a look at both teams, I mean, they have shooters, they rebound, they play great defense. Both teams are incredibly well coached. So, yeah, they have the talent. Both teams have the talent to go far in the tournament.
Yeah, speaking of coaching, Mike McClure, your head man at Minster, year number 9. Kurt Guttemiller at Marion Local in his 14th season. Speaking of Coach Goodwin, he's the reason why Kurt Guttemiller's Marion Local basketball squad gets such a late start, doesn't play in November, doesn't play a basketball game most of the month of December, and then crowds in 21 or 22 games in about 9 weeks, and has gotten used to it, has practiced it, has perfected it. And Marion Local, one of the very best teams in the state in Division 6. And Minster, right now, at this point in time, one of the top half dozen teams in Ohio in Division 7. No question about that. As you mentioned, Chuck, athletes. That's what we will see on the floor tonight. Multiple sport athletes and very good ones for both teams. I'm interested to see Cole Albers, Austin Niekamp, both right around 6'8", go at it in the post for these two clubs.
Yeah, it should be a battle. And yep. I mean, Albers tends to stay around the block, and Niekamp comes out, shoots threes. I mean, he's as good a three-point shooter, yep. And you can see over top of the defense. I'm looking forward to that battle.
JV game winding down, 4.5 to go, 11-point lead for Marion Local. Flyers lead the Wildcats 55-44, make it 55-46, as Minster's JVs just stole the basketball and connected on a layup. We'll return with more here from Minster. Boy, gymnasium filling quickly. People remarked a little while ago to me, Chuck, that maybe they built this gym a little 200 more capacity than they should have. They've never quite filled it. I tell you what, if there was ever a night, it's going to be close to being sold out. It could be this evening. Seats in the corners on both sides, that's about all that's available. And we'll see a great crowd tomorrow night in Roush's new gym. It could be packed to the rafters. Marion Local, double weekend on the road at Roush tomorrow evening.
That's a tough weekend, the road traveling. I don't know if you can have a gym that's got too many seats. You can have one that doesn't have enough. But I think this is a beautiful gym.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, we are parked right on the 50-yard line, midcourt, looking at both benches across the way. We'll return with more in our pregame. Minster hosting Marion Local. A lot at stake tonight. A Minster win enables the Wildcats, if they upset the Flyers, to share second place with Marion Local in the final Midwest Athletic Conference boys basketball standings. More shortly on scores.broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Roush has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippelbilt Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. The top couple rows in both sides filling in. Great crowd here tonight for this game between Minster and Marion Local. Two Midwest Athletic Conference powerhouses who trail Delta St. John's by a game in the standings. Marion Local here at Minster tonight. Delta St. John's, by the way, is at home against Fort Recovery this evening. Delta should win that and take the MAC championship with a 9-0 mark. New Bremen's at Coldwater. Parkway's at New Knoxville, and Versailles plays on the road against St. Henry. MAC standings coming into play this evening. Delta St. John's 8-0, 18-1 overall. Marion Local 7-1 in the league, 19-1 on the year. Minster 6-2 in MAC play, 14-7 on the season. Versailles and Coldwater both 5-3. St. Henry 4-4. New Bremen Fort Recovery at 2-6. Parkway 1-7. And New Knoxville winless in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Chuck, difficult to handicap this game tonight. We saw Botkins get crushed by Marion Local to Flyers Gym. We saw Jackson Center play Marion Local pretty close to Jackson Center. That was within five. Minster destroyed Jackson Center here in a game that we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Each club has played Delta St. John's, which beat Minster by 24-25. Beat Marion Local by a dozen, I think. Not sure how you forecast this game. Minster playing on its home floor. There is something at stake. You don't get banners for second place finishes in the MAC, but boy, Marion Local doesn't want to share second place with Minster. That's on the line tonight. Plus momentum as you head into tournament play. A lot expected from these two teams in the postseason.
Both teams have the ability to make a nice deep run. Like we said, lots of athletes. The thing about Minster is when you catch them on a night where they're shooting the ball well, they are as good as anybody in the area. They have nights where they don't shoot it well, and they struggle. Now, from the middle towards the end of the season, those have become less and less.
We saw Minster on a night when the Wildcats shot it poorly at Botkins. Mm-hmm. Trojans in their own gym were red hot, scalding, on fire. And Minster couldn't do a thing right on that night. It was a Saturday game, and sometimes you'll see a gap of 15, 20 points on a Saturday night when normally it would be even Steven. But tough to forecast this game. Three-point shooters galore all over the floor. And Niekamp and Albers match each other's height on the inside. Should be a dynamite contest. Delta St. John's, by the way, leads the MAC in scoring this year. 71 points per game. Guess who's second and third? Minster, Marion Local. You drop all the way down to 58 and 57, respectively. We'll talk in detail further about MAC scoring when we return. Marion Local has just won the JV tilt, 64-54 over Minster, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home home or business feel just the way you want it, call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is, of course, senior night here at Minster. Four seniors for the Wildcats. James Niemeyer, who's been out virtually all of the basketball season with a knee injury. Wildcats were so deep, they got by without James Niemeyer, one heck of a football and baseball player, fine basketball performer too. 6 feet 3 inches tall, one senior for Minster this year, Cole Richard, averaging 16 points a game. Another senior, Connor Schmiesing, who has started some here lately, 5'9", senior guard, and Brogan Steffi, a 6 foot 1 inch senior perimeter player, a phenomenal football quarterback. Tell you what, Chuck, Minster graduating a heck of a class of athletes, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been successful in football, basketball, baseball, and they're just terrific athletes and good kids. I mean, that's what you get in these schools up in the MAC. You just get good kids that want to play hard, and they come from really good families.
And by the way, Marion Local, only four seniors on this year's basketball team. Damon Kramer, 6'1", senior. Daniel Everman, a 5'10" senior. Austin Niekamp, the Big Bows player, 6'8", 12th grader. And the other senior is Ryan Holman, 6'2", senior wingman. Four seniors for each program. You can bet these two schools will be dynamite once again next year on the hardwood. JV game one to Marion Local, varsity game about 15 minutes away. We'll return with more from here at Minster in a few minutes. A fast-filling gymnasium. We expect a battle tonight between Minster and Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago, when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, Mr. Pep Band in the background. Atmosphere becoming electric here at the Minster Gym tonight. Marion Local Flyers in town. Minster would like to knock off Marion Local and earn a second place tie with the Flyers in the Midwest Athletic Conference. What do these two head coaches here tonight have in common, Kurt Guttemiller and Mike McClurg? Well, they both assisted long-time, highly successful head coach Mike Lee here at Minster in the past. How about that? Marion Local and Minster both shoot high percentages from the floor. Marion Local second in the MAC at 49%. Minster third at 45%. Both teams shoot threes extremely well. Marion Local 36%. Minster 35%. Defensively, Minster gives up 49 a game. Marion Local 41. Delta St. John's leads the Midwest Athletic Conference in three-pointers made per game at 11. Minster 7, Marion Local 6. We'll see plenty of threes taken here tonight, no doubt. The club with the better percentage, Chuck, will probably win this game. The two clubs rebound the ball extremely well. Marion Local, Minster 1-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference in that department. And we've got two of the top three rebounders in the MAC going at it head-to-head tonight, as we've alluded, in Albers for Minster and Niekamp for Marion Local. Other interesting Midwest Athletic Conference stats. Individual players shooting threes, the Delta St. John's numbers are off the charts.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Cam Elwer, 56% for the year. Andrew Elwer, 55%. Easton Elwer, 42%. They are 1, 2, and 4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference in three-point shooting, the three Elwers. Grant Kramer from Marion Local, 43%. He's third. Cole Richard, Minster, 42%. He's fifth. Brogan Steffi for the Wildcats, right behind at 39%. We've got most of the three-point shooters in the league here tonight, except for the trio of Elwers.
Except for the Elwers, yeah. And, man, I hope I get a chance to see those kids play, because I've never seen one kid shoot 56, because it's not like they've shot 25 threes. They're shooting a ton of threes, and they're shooting at 56 and 55%. That's amazing.
Yeah, the sample size is huge.
Yeah.
Monster sample size, because most of the shots Delta St. John's takes are three-pointers. JV game won by Marion Local. Crowd filing in. Could be near capacity tonight here at Minster. Tomorrow night, we got Marion Local Rushi. Could fill up the Rushi gym. It's been enlarged. The new gymnasium holds 300 or so more than the previous arena at Rushi. But we expect near capacity tomorrow night at Rushi, just like we have here tonight at Minster. Should be an exciting game. Stay tuned. We've got all the play-by-play in color coming up. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scores, broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
You know, Chuck, we've been talking all along here in our pregame about the high propensity for these two clubs, Marion Local and Minster, to shoot threes and to make threes. Somebody's got to get the ball to the three-point shooters. Somebody's got to pound the ball down inside to Albers for Minster, to Niekamp for Marion Local. And guess what? Number two and number four in the MAC in assists, Braden Mesher for Marion Local, Cole McClurg for Minster, their second and fourth in passing the ball to teammates then make shots. They're the assist leaders in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Mesher for Marion Local, McClurg for Minster.
You need the people to get the basketball to the right people. I coached for many years, and the years that I had a really good point guard, somebody who understood the game and got the people in the right spots, were my best teams. And that's what they've got. They've got talent at the point guard. They got all those shooters and all those athletes, but the point guards make them go.
Minster shoots a free throw. Minster shoots free throws very well. That's what I wanted to say. In excess of 70% on the year. Marion Local at about 67. Minster exactly is at 73.2. That is amazing at the high school level. Foul shooting for a boys team to be just shy of the 75% mark. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components for sure. Yes, size matters. Will Albers and Niekamp cancel each other out? Then will the three-point shooting take over? It's a wait and see. who will take 25 threes and make 10 or 11. You can bet one team, maybe both, will do just that. Those are key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, Marion Local and Minster. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Francis Schulze in Arushi. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney, on the air with us online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shelby County Veteran Services office provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at the Shelby County Veteran Services, 937-498-7282. Schedule an appointment, 498-7282. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's Shelby County Veterans, plural with an S on it, .org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management, 937-518-1776, located in Sydney on Russell Road. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Starting lineups are just around the corner, playing of our national anthem upcoming. Both teams have headed to their respective benches. Pre-game warm-ups have ended. Fans around this nearly packed gym at Minster are on their feet. We've got a great game in store for you tonight. Thanks for joining us for Minster Marion Local in the Midwest Athletic Conference here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here are your starting lineups tonight for Minster. Cole McClurg, 11 points a game, 6-foot junior guard. Cole Richard, 6-foot senior guard at 12 points a game. Austin Niekamp is in the middle. He stands 6'8". Niekamp at a dozen per outing. Brogan Steffi, 6'2 wing player at 10.5 a game. And Connor Feasing gets the nod. He's the fifth player, 5'10" guard. I misspoke with regard to Richard. He's averaging 16 per outing. We'll have the Marion Local 5 for you in seconds. We'll take a quick break. They've dimmed the lights here in the Minster Gym, and the only thing I can see is our computer screen at the moment. Back after a short message. Opening tip is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are favorite of the hometown in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Marion Locals opening five, Austin Niekamp, 19 per outing. Senior center, Cale Arns in a wing, 6'3 sophomore, 5 a game. Braden Mesher at the point, 6'2 junior, 11 per contest. Ryan Holman, 6.5 a game, a 6'2 forward. And Grant Kramer, the very good three-point shooter, 5'11 junior, 13 points a game. Minster again, McClurg, Richard, Steffi, Schmiesing, and Cole Albers at 6'8". Minster wins the opening tap. Wildcats to her right in the home white. Black numbers, black Minster spelled out across the chest. Orange piping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Very local, the road blue, gold numbers, gold piping. Here is Minster throwing cross court. Steffi to Schmiesing. Schmiesing to Albers, 25 feet away. Wildcats have worked the ball 35 seconds, haven't taken a shot. Here's a long one by Schmiesing from the right flank. Good! Good! Connor Schmiesing opens it up. He's not the young man, Chuck, you would have expected to take that first trifecta for Minster. But Marion Local shaded other players, and Schmiesing nailed it. Oh, here's an adept drive. Well done by Marion Local. Skipping into the lane. Reverse layup. Good. Braden Mesher comes right back. He counters as he hammered the ball right down the middle of the floor and took it to the cup for two. 3-2, Minster. 6:48 to go in the first. Here's a drive from the left corner. Cole Richard on a teardrop off the backboard. It's good. We're off and running here at Minster tonight. We played less than 90 seconds. Three field goals already. Here, make it a fourth. Here's Marion Local driving. Baseline right. It's Ryan Holman. He stopped, waited for Mr. Players to fly by, then drew some light contact and laid it in. It's an and one for Holman of Minster.
Did a nice job of ball faking, got Richard off his feet, and then picked up a three-point play.
Which big man will pick up a second foul sooner in this game? Will it be Niekamp or Albers? Free throw was made by Holman, and we're tied up at five. 10 points scored in 97 seconds of this game so far. Minster runs its offense in the half court. Foul, push off away from the basket against the home team.
Yeah, they called it on Sneezing, set an illegal screen.
Sneezing used to doing that on the gridiron.
He's used to blocking. He's not allowed to do that anymore.
Right. Marion Local, forecourt, two are left. Holman gives it up to Niekamp, 30 feet out. Niekamp at 6'8". Hands it right back to Holman. Ball reversed, right side of the floor. Cale Arnes. Straightaway three by Niekamp, who popped out. Off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound on the deck. Scrum for it in the lane. Still no jump ball. And it is garnered eventually by Holman. Holman to the rack. Too hard. Missed the layup in traffic. Rebound down to Minster. Tied up at 5. 5:46 to go in the first. Here's a three ball. A three ball. Cole Richard. Cole Richard lights it up. A 27-footer right in front of us. 8-5 Minster. 5.5 to go first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Niekamp. Gives it up right corner to Ryan Holman. Far left flank, Cale Arnes. Arnes hangs on. Deals behind him to Holman, 35 feet away. Now it's Niekamp outside the lane of the left. Nearly backpedaled and walked. No call, though. Give it up to Grant Kramer. Kramer yet to shoot. Good three-point artist for Marion Local. Shooting is Holman. Right wing, a three. It is in and out. No good. Long rebound goes to Marion Local. 30-footer by Niekamp. Short. And the flares off the iron into the hands of Albers for Minster, which leads 8-5. Forecourt right, McClure. 4:47 to go in the first. Deep right corner, Steffi. Steffi takes Arnes into the lane. Dumps it baseline left to McClure. Oh, he whips along the baseline below the backboard and makes a nifty reverse layup. Cole McClure. 10-5 Minster. Long lob pass down inside to Holman for Marion Local. Shot fake. He's bumped. He scores anyway. Low on the left, it's Holman. 10-7 Minster. 4:20 to go opening quarter. Here is Albers, 25 feet out on the left. Posting up in the lane. Back to the basket, Steffi. Maneuvers, drop step, banks up a 7-footer, and nails it. Good move, Brogan Steffi. He's strong. He showed it right there. 12-7 Minster. Marion Local attacks. Braden Mesher gets into the thick of the Minster defense. He probed the lane, fed it to Kramer in the right corner. Straight away to Arnes. Arnes guarded by McClure. Outside the arc on the left. It is thrown to Mesher, lobbing into Niekamp. Mid-post, back to the basket. Double-teamed. Hooks it up over Albers and makes the shot. Well done by Niekamp. He's got an arsenal of deliveries all over the floor at 6'8".
Yeah, that was a, he's been shooting threes, and now he goes in there and shows his post moves.
12-9. The lead for Minster is three. Richard McClure, he's at the mid post. He works on Arnes. Arnes shoved him before the shot. It's common. Out of bounds to Minster. Wildcats are moving Albers all over the floor and posting up some strong wing players like Steffi and McClure. Daniel Everman has entered now for Marion Local, 5'10 senior guard. McClure, baseline, right of the rim for Minster. Inbounds. Minster up three. Albers has it. Foul line extended right. Behind him to McClure. Ball high overhead. Hands off to Steffi. Gives it right back to McClure. He's at the Wildcats logo at midcourt. 5 minutes played here in the opening period. 12-9 in favor of Minster. Steffi picked up by Arnes, top of the circle. Left side of the floor to Richard. Richard wants to go to work in Everman. Goes baseline. Goes below the rim. Ball dealt to Albers. Albers lowers the shoulder. Offensive foul. Well, we alluded to offensive fouls on the big man in this game. Who would get two sooner? Would it be Niekamp? Would it be Albers? That one right there was iffy.
It was iffy.
Looked like the defender was falling down before there was mild contact.
I think you got to take him solid. He took about half the body, and you're right. He was tipping a little bit, but
yeah.
Official called it quickly.
Yeah, I might have said just play on. 2:38 to go here in the first. Marion local possession after the charge against Albers. 12-9 Minster. Everman's got the ball 30 feet away. Goes baseline left to Grant Kramer. He's in a lot of traffic. He wants to shoot over Albers. Can't do it. It's blocked. Scrum for the loose ball in the lane. White jersey, blue jersey. Who's got it? Flyers come out of there with it. Ball thrown top of the circle to Niekamp. And he buries a triple. 6-8, Austin Niekamp unloads from downtown. We're tied at 12. 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Far left wing. It's Kettner who's checked in now for Minster. 6'2 junior. Down inside to Albers. Albers twists and turns against Niekamp, and he picks up the defensive foul. One each on the big men for the clubs. A foul on Albers, a foul on Niekamp. 12-12 tie. 1:56 to go, first quarter. Underneath the rim, inbounding McClurg for Minster. Pitches it to center circle to Albers, who then deals to McClurg. To Steffi, near side Kettner. Kettner can shoot the three as well. Richard outside the arc on the left. Dribbling between the legs. It's McClurg against Mesher. Far left corner, Richard, into the post, Albers. Albers against Niekamp. Cole spins, a little left hand and a half hook is rolling in. It's good. Cole Albers. 14-12, Minster, a minute 24 to go, opening period. Here's a drive to Braden Mesher below the foul line. Navigated the middle. It got clogged up, so he pitched it out back on the play to Grant Kramer. Grant streaks into the lane, nearly tied up. Fed it to the three-point shooter in the left corner. Niekamp overshoots it. Good weak side rebound. Ryan Holman, and then he reverses and scores. 14 all tie. 58 seconds to go, opening period. What a start to this game. We knew it would be a good one. It has delivered everything. Dribble drive from the left corner, barreling toward the rim. It's McClurg. A lot of contact. Was the defender set or not? Shot was missed. Two free throws. McClurg ruled a defensive foul. McClurg, one of the top free throw shooters in the Midwest Athletic Conference, makes that one. It hit the back rim, stuck there, and then fell in. Albers and Steffi come out for Minster late in the first quarter of play. Noah Schwederman's in, 6'3 junior. Second free throw by McClure. Perfect. 16-14 Minster. 50 ticks on the clock in the opening period. Braden Mesher between the legs on the dribble to midcourt. Mesher picked up out high by Schwederman. Far left wing Mesher, baseline left Niekamp. He reverses, skip pass, right flank, open player Ryan Holman. He skims the three ball off the rim, rebound down to Minster, which will hold it for one. 19 seconds to go, first quarter, 16-14 lead Minster. Cole Richard at midcourt. Ball poked away into backcourt. Everman fights for it. Richard gets it back. Richard, spin move outside the arc on the right. A lot of dribbling, too much so. Marion Local nearly gets a steal. Richard had fumbled it. He was out of control. Hooking foul called and Grant Kramer. Ball had been shaken loose. It was almost one of those 50-50 balls. Don't call a thing. Inbounding at side court with 2.9 to go in the first quarter is Kettner for Minster. Does he find Richard? Cole's got it near midcourt. Goes to the head of the key. Makes a swan dive move. Tried to bait the referees into a foul and a three-point shot. The men in stripes said, not tonight. That was a great no call. No reason to call a foul there. First quarter comes to a close. Minster 16, Marion Local 14. On Scores, broadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
16-14. Minster up a bucket over Marion Local. We open up quarter number two. Marion Local with the ball at midcourt. It's Braden Mesher. Mesher looking for Kramer, can't find him, goes to Holman, high left to Niekamp. Far left corner of the floor, Marion Local's got it. Ball goes to Everman. Here's a straightaway three by number five of Marion Local. That's Grant Kramer. It bangs off the iron, hits the glass. Rebound to Minster. Darting up the floor, Steffi. Nobody stops him. Brogan to the rack. Good! On the run, Brogan, Steffi. Like a locomotive charging down the tracks. Stormed into the lane and kissed one in off the window. Good fast break by Minster, turned it after the long rebound. 18-14 Wildcats, 7:10 to go, second quarter. Niekamp's got the ball mid-post to get Albers. Boy, he took two steps before he made a move. He tries a little half-hook over Albers. It is off to the left, no good. Defended well. Rebound down to Minster. Here's Steffi. Steffi gives it up the floor on the play to Niemeyer. The senior seeing action tonight for Minster. Here is a reverse layup by Albers. Loose ball low in the left. Albers scored it. I think a flop has been called against Marion Local. A flop warning. 18-14, Minster in the lead before. Cole Albers scraped up that loose ball baseline left. Made the shot. Was the field goal allowed by Minster, Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
4-point lead, Cats. Minster leads by six. I thought the board was late in registering that last field goal. Good to see James Niemeyer on the hardwood. Here's a sloppy pass, far side of the floor. Schmiesing nearly intercepted for Minster. He goes out of bounds. Marion Local will throw in. Minster has dropped in the first two field goals, second quarter, to open up a 6-point cushion, 20-14. Niekamp high right, catches a pass, and immediately uncorks a three. It grazes the rim. It's tapped out by Marion Local. Boy, Niekamp with a quick trigger tonight for the Flyers, who can't seem to get the ball to an open Grant Kramer so far.
No, Kramer, the last time we saw them over at Marion, he had a heck of a game.
Yep, sure did. Well, Minster in the lead by six, a chance to go up eight or nine. We played 80 seconds here in the second quarter. Drive to Steffi. Hand off to Schmiesing. Right back to Steffi in the left corner. Schmiesing's made a three so far in this game. So is Cole Richard for Minster. Richard goes baseline right. Fade away. Got it. What a play by Richard.
What a tough shot. He was defended well.
15-footer by Cole Richard. Went to the baseline. A man from Marion Local all over him in his face. He faded back. Good lift of the shot, and he nailed it. 8-point lead in favor of Minster. Marion Local drives in the half court. Little give and go down the lane. A stuff on the play by Minster. Loose ball, touch last by Marion Local. Big turn of events right there. Marion Local got the ball down below the foul stripe. Minster crammed it, and then Marion Local couldn't garner the loose ball. Touched it finally before it went out of bounds. Did a Flyer player. Minster brings it down the floor, up eight. Cole Richards, shot fake against Arnes. Gives it to Kettner for three. Short. Rebound into the hands of Marion Local's Grant Kramer. He darts up the floor against Steffi. And he zips around McClurg near the rim. Shot it, missed it, but a foul against Minster. It's ruled on the floor. Marion Local will throw in baseline right. Minster leads by 8, 22-14. 5:25 left in the second quarter. 8 straight points tallied by the Wildcats. Below the rim, inbounding is Arnes. Ball thrown to midcourt. Marion Local tracks it down on the negative side of the 50. Here's Braden Mesher, 35 feet away against McClure. Mesher left-handed dribble, one to curl into the lane. Eventually does. A little leaner with the right hand. It's off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound down to Albers. Long pass for Minster up the floor. It's thrown to McClure. Reverse layup in traffic, strong. Rebound Marion Local. Mesher in midcourt, stolen by Richard. Fancy reverse layup missed. Mesher volleyballed it. Picked up on the play by Albers for Minster. And he scores. What a play by Cole Albers. Showing some mobility and agility. The big man is showing up here tonight for the Wildcats.
Love to see the big guys run the floor like that and get rewarded.
And he's showing out tonight for Minster, which leads by 10. Marion Local reeling. Flyers need a good offensive set. Minster playing well at both ends, offensively and defensively. Up 24-14. 4:20 left to go. Second quarter. Marion Local yet to make a point in the second period. Here's a two-pointer. Nice little fadeaway by Ryan Homan from 10 feet. He banked it, and it swirled down through the cylinder. Good for Homan. Attacking Steffi for Minster. Dribble drive, baseline left. Blocked out of bounds by Homan. 4 minutes and a second to go. Second quarter, 24-16. Minster in the lead by 8. Biggest lead was 24-14 with 4.5 to go in the second. Tell you what, Chuck, I'm impressed with Minster's defense when Marion Local gets the ball in the half court. Flyers are stymied.
Well, I mean, that's what we didn't talk about before the game. Talk about all the scoring. Both teams play really good defense.
Here's Albers in the post, took the feed from Richard. Oh, he left the five-footer short, got the rebound back, a fadeaway no good, over the back on the board attempt against Minster. Picking up the foul for the Minster Wildcats was Noah Schwederman. Marion Local will bring the ball down the floor, behind by 8. 3:53 to go here in quarter number 2. Flyers scored the last basket. Marion Local did trail by 10. Marion Local timeline with the basketball. It's Everman gives it up to Grant Kramer. And he tries to get a good look at the rim. Can't do it. Two players shading. Kramer on the bounce. Here comes the double team and a foul. Amazing over guarding. It's Common. Marion Local ball at side court. No fouls on the Flyers here in this quarter. Three on Minster. 3:36 to go. Period number 2. Schmeezing out. Cole Richard back in for Minster. So it's Schwederman, McClurg, Albers, Steffi, Richard for Minster. Kneecamp at side court. About 10 feet from us. Inbounds the ball to Homan, 30 feet away from Marion Local. Flyers need a goal. Homan starts to drive, enters the lane from the left, throws low on the right to Arnes. Oh, he missed a six-footer. The height might have bothered him. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Minster. Richard on the arc. Pickpocket by Arnes. Arnes barging down from the left. Right in front, lays it up. Short, no good. He missed a bunny. Rebound to Minster. Up ahead to Steffi. Behind the arc to Schwederman, to Richard. Right wing Steffi, 8-point lead Minster. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Second place on the line in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster can earn a share of second with a win over the Flyers here tonight. Timeout called, 3 to play here in the second quarter. 24-16 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts.
We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve & Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve & Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Now, these two clubs average only 13 turnovers per game between them. Chuck, almost flawless tonight.
Yeah, what's one? That first turnover by Steffi a minute ago was the only turnover in the game.
Oh, my goodness. Steffi with the ball for Minster. Wildcats up 8. 2:48 to go first half. Here's a drive by Richard. Oh, he kicks it to Albers on the block for an easy short banker up and in. 26-16 as Marion Local fires a three. Niekamp straight away. Good from downtown.
Albers is hurt.
26-19 in favor of Minster after the three-pointer by Niekamp. Albers hobbling around top of the circle for Minster. Ball thrown to him. He shoots a bomb. It bangs off the backboard. Meanwhile, Marion Local gets a run out down the floor. Driving layup is in for Daniel Everman. Minster bench very unhappy. Coaches should are ticked off because Albers was noticeably lame at midcourt. And on a change of possession, there could have been a stoppage of play. I think the referees thought it was a quick rebound and a break was en route by Marion Local. Play wasn't stopped, and Minster wound up giving up a field goal to Marion Local after Minster had a poor offensive set with Albers coming up lame. They have stove to foot. He's hobbling around, trotting on it behind the bench as we speak. 2:11 to go, second quarter, 26-21, Minster by 5 over Marion Local, which had been down 10 as the Flyers got a quick 5 points, Chuck, in about a 15-second spread, a three by Niekamp, and Everman got the driving layup.
Yeah, I mean, Albers, they had an offensive set with him not being able to move. That should have been stopped.
2:08 to go, second quarter. McClurg at midcourt for Minster. On the arc, it goes to Niemeyer. Oh, here's an overplay by Arns. Intercepted pass. Driving layup. He beats McClure to the rim. McClure fouled him over the shoulder. It's an and one for Marion Local. Braden Mesher was the man who made the bust out. Great anticipation by Mesher. Three-point play coming. All of a sudden, it's a three-point game, 26-23.
Well, you expected runs in this game, too. Too much offensive talent on both sides of the floor.
Seven straight points by Marion Local. Mesher at the line to complete the three-pointer. Albers is somewhere around for Minster. Is he on the bench behind it? Maybe out in the hallway, limbering up that leg on which he became a little gimpy. Free throw is missed on the play by Mesher. Here comes Minster down the floor. Steffi, hard driving layup with the left hand. He was trying to bully his way into the paint. He probed the middle. Two blue jerseys. Hip checked him. Foul called in the act of shooting. Steffi at the strike. 3-point lead, Minster, 26-23, 1:47 to go, second quarter. It was 16-14, Minster at the end of one. In fact, the game was tied at 14. And then it was 26-16, halfway through the second. And then Marion Local rolled up 7 real fast points to make it 26-23. First free throw here by Steffi is good. Second one rolling around and in eventually. 28-23 Minster. Minute 46 to go, second period. Up and over the timeline, Mesher for Marion Local. Coming out to catch. High left for the Flyers is Everman, who lobs the kneecap into post. Back to the basket. Foul committed by Minster.
Yeah, he was holding on to his jersey. They're going to call that every time.
And Minster's over the limit. Five fouls on the Wildcats here in quarter number two. Kneecamp shoots a pair for the blue and gold. The first one is up and good. He is an excellent free throw shooter. Austin Kneecamp well over 70% on the season. Second free throw, Kneecamp dips the knees, arches it, missed it off the flange. Rebound to Steffi, bobbled loose in the deck. Marion Local digs it off the hardwood. Nicely done by Mesher, who fed it to Kneecamp, who overshot a three-pointer. It was well beyond the rim. Weak side rebound attempt for the Flyers. Foul against Marion Local. 1:27 to go here in the first half. 28-24. Minster by four. Chuck, has Grant Kramer scored yet in this game for the Flyers?
He has not.
He's averaging over 13. Marvelous three-point shooter. He's been shut down by Minster. Minster up four with the ball. 70 seconds to go in the half. Good to see James Niemeyer out there. I remarked that very same thing a few minutes ago. Niemeyer for Minster, 6'3 senior. Same time, Cole Albers is off the floor with what appeared to be a very minor foot injury.
I think it was his knee.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hopefully it was indeed minor. 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. Dribbling 35 feet away is Minster. Reach-in foul on Marion Local. Three on the Flyers. Inbounding far side of the court, Minster, which leads by four. Under a minute left, period number two. Niemeyer to pitch it in. I am hoping that we do see Albers back on the hardwood after the halftime intermission. Here is Cole Richard on a weave with Steffi. Handoff behind the two to Niemeyer. Left side, Richard. Richard wanted to go baseline. Dealt it to Schmiesing. Minster playing pitch and catch now, 35 feet away. Near midcourt, it is McClure with 25 to go in the first half. Minster up four. Uh-oh, Richard is pinched on the far side of the floor. Here comes the double team. Stolen by the Flyers. Stolen right back by Niemeyer of Minster. Then a handoff near side of the court to Kettner near the boundary. Marion Local stabbed at it, knocked it out with 14.8 to go. Kettner almost got a piece of it last. Minster throws it in to McClurg, 45 feet away. Nine to go, second quarter. Down to six. McClurg at the elbow on the right, runs through the lane. Cross-court pitch on the play to McClurg. Jumping, shooting a three ball, short off the front of the rim. Good teamwork by Minster to get a look, an open one from three-point territory, but it did not go. 28-24, Minster by four at the halftime. Minster owned the first half of the second quarter. Marion Local possessed the second half of the second quarter. Wildcats up four at the break. Good game here tonight from Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from McCall Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. McCall manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
It is halftime at Minster. Oh, we've got a superb game in progress, 28-24. Minster over Marion Local after two quarters of action. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So, we offer Winners Meats, the Happy Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our news station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 4-point lead Minster at the break, Chuck.
Well, it's a 12-10 rebounding advantage for the Wildcats. 5-2, Marion has the advantage on the offensive boards. Marion Local turned the ball once in the first half. Minster turned it three times. The Wildcats 4-4 from the free throw line. Marion Local 2-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Wildcats, they were led by Cole Albers with 8. Cole Richard with 7. 6 for Stephen Brogan. I knew I could do that. 4 for Cole McClurg, 3 for Connor Smeezing. They scored 16 and 12, 28 for the first half. Marion Local, 9 from Niekamp and 9 from Homan. Then it drops down to Mesher with 4, and Everman, Daniel Everman with 2. 10 or 14 and 10, and they trail at 28-24 at the half.
Minster's got a 4-point edge midway through that second quarter. Critical segment. Marion Local scored 5 quick points. Minster had the ball. Albers came up noticeably gimpy. Chuck, you thought it was a knee.
He has a brace on, and he was holding his knee when he was out there on the floor.
He was near midcourt, was out of the play, really couldn't participate in it. Action wasn't stopped. Ball was eventually thrown to Albers on the three-point arc. He took a shot, missed it. Marion Local went the other way, got a basket in transition. Flyers had scored right before that. That was a sequence in which Marion Local got 5 quick ones. Minster bench was not happy. The play was not stopped when one of its players was noticeably out of the action and hurt.
Yeah, when Minster had the ball. Now, if the other team has the ball, you keep it playing, but once your team has the ball or there's a change in possession, you got to stop it. I mean, the kid was hurt.
And I am hoping Albers returns to the floor here in the second half.
He is playing his best basketball that I've seen him play in the last 2 years. The kid is really becoming an offensive threat for them. I hope he's okay.
I think assertive is the word. He's showing his prowess on offense. Minster ahead before 28-24 at halftime, being brought to you by Orchard Family Floor Center in Fort Loraming and by Schnipple Construction and Botkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, we're set to start the third quarter. We don't see Cole Albers anywhere. He's not even on the bench. That's too bad.
Hopefully they're icing him and taking precautions, and then he'll be ready for the tournament.
He was shaken up in that second period. He's missing in action at the moment. We start the third quarter of play. Minster with the lead, 28-24. Top of the circle, Steffi hits a cutting Richard down the lane. Shot deflected and poked away by the big knee camp of Marion Local. Here is Mesher, hits the trailer behind him, knee camp, unloads a tray. It is no good. It sprays off the rim. Rebound down to Minster. Steffi in backcourt. Outside the arc on the right goes to McClure. Here's Cole Richard straight away. Near wing, it is Kettner. Overplay out at the top of the circle by Mesher. Oh, what a steal. Leaves it for Kramer. Bullseye, triple. Kramer for Marion Local.
His first basket of the evening.
28-27 after Minster once led in this game, 26-16. A minute gone, third quarter. We'll see how Minster functions without Albers. Dribble drive into the lane, McClure. Blocked from behind Manikamp. Loose ball, snurfed up on the play by Mesher. He bolts down the court, gives it to Kramer in the left corner. Now to Holman in the paint area. To Niekamp on the arc. Dribble drive to the big man, Austin Niekamp. Stops short of the rim, and he's hacked on the arm. And he'll get two. Boy, you feel a big-time momentum shift in this game. No Albers available for Minster.
Well, Marion Local is starting to really get into the lane, and they didn't do that much in the first half.
Nope. Without Albers on the floor, the center of the court might open up for Marion Local. Flyers have been pretty successful since the middle of the second period, navigating the paint. Free throw by Niekamp is good. Tied up at 28. Niekamp breaks the tie, and Marion Local's in front by one. 29-28 Flyers. First Marion Local lead since we were in single digits in this game. Midcourt with the ball. It is Steffi. Flips it down the right side. Nicole Richard. Back to Steffi, 30 feet out. He retreats near the Wildcats logo. Here's Richard barreling into the right corner. Stops on the baseline. Shot blocked from behind the kneecap. Richard gets his own board and sticks it in. 30-29. Minster back up one. Here's a lob down inside by Marion Local. Oh, a beautiful play. Mesher for Holman. He waited for everybody to pass below the rim. The bigs went by, and then he scored. 31-30. Minster down a point, twisting, turning in the lane. Steffi. Steffi against Niekamp. Oh, it's deflected. Niekamp playing one heck of a defensive game. Loose ball rebound down to Mesher for Marion Local. Zigzags down the floor, zips into the lane. Mesher lays it up, in and out, no good. It hung on the iron, and it came off to McClure. Long throw down the court to Richard. He's double-teamed. Hand off to Kettner. Kettner slips into the paint area, and he's chopped on the arm, shooting two. Fouled in the act was Kettner. A couple free throws coming. Marion Local has sneaked ahead at 31-30. Free throw good by Kettner. We're tied at 31 each.
Oh, Albers is back on the bench.
Okay.
Still got his knee brace on. That's a good sign, I think.
Second free throw by Kettner. Good again. He knocks down a pair. 32-31. Minster inches in front. Schwederman on the floor now for the Wildcats. 6'3 junior. Schwederman, Kettner, McClurg, Richard, and Steffi. Here's a twisting hook shot in the lane by Niekamp. Fed by Kramer. Niekamp missed it off to the left. Rebound, Minster quickly down the floor into the right corner. Richard fakes the three, lets it go. Step back. Good. Cole Richard for Minster. 35-31. Minster jumps on top before. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Mesher dribble drive around Steffi. Got it for two. Strong move by Braden Mesher. He took Steffi one-on-one and beat him. 4:34 to go, third quarter. 35-33, Minster. Midcourt back to the basket. It is Steffi. Outside the arc on the right is Richard. Oh, a little pick and roll. Well done. Richard to Schwederman for 2 points. 37-33, Minster. Here's Mesher. Long lob down inside to Cale Large. He pushed off to get free. Minster 37, Marion Local 33, after Marion Local had fought from 10 back to take the lead. And now Minster's forged a four-point advantage again. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Minster, deep right corner, Schwederman throws it cross court. That's errant. Intercepted by Mesher, down to Arnes. He leaks out and scores. Well done, Marion Local. Minster got sloppy in the half court. 37-35, Minster. Dribble drive, Steffi driving through the lane. A running hook shot with the left hand. Banked in. Athletic play by Steffi. 4-point lead, Minster. Marion Local in the left corner. Hits Arnes, cutting to the rim down low on the left. And he is banged hard from behind. He'll get two. Cale Arnes at the stripe for Marion Local, which is down four, 39-35. Team fouls in the third period, two each way. Arnes clanks the free throw. 4-point lead, Minster. Second shot upcoming for Arnes. He eyes the basket. Lot of rim. Backboard. Good. 39-36. Minster up three. Forecourt right. McClurg. Center circle. It is Cole Richard. Oh, here's an overplay by Mesher. He's good at that. He steals. Fine anticipation. Drives down the floor. Shot faking the lane. Missed it. Following his knee camp. Got it. 39-38. Minster's lead shaved to one. 3:12 to go, third quarter. 35 feet away, Steffi. Fakes left, goes right. Sneaks in down the right side of the lane. Hooking foul against Marion Local. Baseline, right of the rim. Minster will throw in.
There's three on Homan. Homan's having a nice offensive night.
Ryan Homan sits for the Flyers. Just over three to play, third quarter. Richard, deep right corner, rotated to Kettner. Data McClurg, right flank, thought about the three, penetrates, stops, circles back out. Far right side of the floor, there's a pass by McClurg. Oh, it's a bad one. Over and back on Minster. 39-38, Marion Local down a point to Minster, 2:52 to go here in the third. Inbounding for Marion Local, Daniel Everman, far side of the court. Throws center circle to Mesher. Right flank, Grant Kramer. 2:38 to play in the third. 1 point separates the clubs. Here is Niekamp in the paint area. Back to the basket. He pivots and hooks it in with the right hand off the window. And the Flyers lead by one. Steffi down the floor, deep left corner, Kettner. And he fires in a triple. A trifecta for Kettner. 42-40, Minster. Mesher outside the arc on the right. He goes down the lane. Good acceleration. Couldn't get the shot to go. His six-foot fadeaway bankers rolled off the iron. Rebound to Minster. 2 minutes to go in the third. Steffi to Cole Richard, 35 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Steffi. Steffi guns a line driver. It hits the iron, ricochets into the corner. Tracked down by Mesher of Marion Local. On the arc to Grant Kramer. Fadeaway three. Swish! Swish! Kramer with a triple. He's got two of them. Minster leads by one. Or I should say Marion Local leads by one. 43-42. A minute 32 to go, third quarter. Head of the circle, Steffi. Elbow on the left. A jump shot by Brogan. Is high off the flange. Rebound down to the Flyers. 1:21 to go, third quarter. Marion Locals. Mesher's got the ball. Throws to the post to Niekamp. Back to Mesher. Give and go. Up and good. Well done by the Flyers. Assist Niekamp. pressure so strong in the paint area. 3-point lead, Minster. Or I should say Marion Local. Get it right, Jack. 1 minute to go in the third.
That's a 21-point quarter now that Marion's got going.
Midcourt, Steffi dribbles side to side. 45-42, Marion Local. 46 seconds left here in the third quarter. On the bounce is Steffi, right in front of the scorer's table, near the timeline. He starts his dribble, works on Arnes to Schwederman. Left side of the floor to McClurg. Skips it cross court to Kettner. They open it up. Here's a give and go. Pass to Richard. Kettner fed it to him. And Richard, in a crafty maneuver, drew a two-shot foul. 45-42, Marion Local. Minster, nice half-court offense. Isolated Richard against Marion Local. Good drive, McCole. Fine pass, but Kettner. Couple free throws for Cole Richard here. 45-42, Marion Local. Minster's led probably 80% of this game, but the Flyers have come back strong in a couple of occasions. Free throw by Richard. He's got it. 45-43, Marion Local by two. Second shot, Cole Richard. Cole Albers for Minster was on the bench a short while ago. There he is at the far right end near the coaches. He's braced up on the knee. Hasn't come back to the floor since being taken off the hardwood in the second period with what appeared to be a slight knee injury. Both free throws good by Cole Richard of Minster, which is within one.
8 for 8 from the free throw line, the Wildcats this evening.
24 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 1-point lead, Marion Local, which spreads out the court. Far right side, Mesher. 12, 11, 10 to play. Mesher on the bounce against Steffi. Screen by Niekamp. Here's Mesher. Hard drive. Right side of the lane. Blocked on the play by Minster. 3 to play. Midcourt at Schmeezing. Schmeezing a long, high-arching 45-footer. Short, no good. He got stopped just over the timeline. Double team came. He had no choice but to spin and shoot. It was on target, but shy of the mark. Third quarter ends. Nothing decided. Flyers up one. 45-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Marion Local outscored Minster 21-16 in the third to lead starting the fourth. And guess what? Mesher probes the lane, attracts two or three defenders, finds Niekamp, the big man, open deep left corner, and he drains a 3-4-point lead. Marion Local starting the fourth at 48-44. Holman for Marion Local picks up a foul out on the arc, and Minster will throw back in.
Niekamp's got 18 points. He's hit 3 threes tonight.
And he's gone inside and out. Of course, he can have his way a little more often now, the fact that Albers is on the bench for Minster. Here's a drive by Steffi, a backward layup, very acrobatic, athletic. It is on the rim and off. Rebound, Marion Local. Quickly down the floor, right corner. Firing a three immediately. Grant Kramer missed it, no good. The rebound is spraying off the rim, out of bounds, far corner. Minster possession, down four. That triple there by Marion Local, Chuck, had it gone, would have given the Flyers a seven-point spread.
He had a good look at it. I'll let him shoot that all day long if I'm coaching him.
50 seconds gone, fourth quarter, four-point lead, Marion Local. Cole Richard, double-team, 30 feet away. Enters the paint, nearly walked, threw it to Steffi on the arc. Flyers crowd wanted to travel. No whistle. Here's McClurg. Deep left corner, Steffi. Mesher on the overplay. Steffi at the timeline. Steffi on the bounce. Can't drive. Gives it to Richard. Very good switching defense by Marion Local. Oh, Richard with an opening. Down the lane. A lot of traffic. He was bothered on the shot. It is no good. Rebound, Marion Local. Ball flipped up the floor to Kramer. He spins to catch. Schwederman bumped him right in front of us. Out of bounds to Marion Local. Up four. 6:39 to go, fourth quarter. On the line, second place in the MAC. If the Flyers win, they earn second, all by their lonesome. Minster can forge a tie at 8-1, or I should say at 7-2, if the Wildcats beat the Flyers here tonight. Ball lobbed into backcourt to Mesher for Marion Local. High post to Arns, out back to Niekamp. High arching three, short on the front rim. Marion Local's had two threes to go up seven, missed them both. Here is McClurg, foul line for Minster. Left corner, Steffi, line drive three, bangs off the iron. Kettner saves it inbounds for Minster, but right to Mesher. Mesher quickly up the floor. Late shovel pass to Arns for the layup. In transition, Marion Local with a 3-on-2. 50-44 Flyers. 6 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Steffi. Steffi on the bounce. Fakes right, goes left, pulls up. 17-foot J. Oh, it hit every inch of the rim and wouldn't go in. It bounced around all night long. Rebound down to the Flyers. Kramer up the floor to Mesher. Richard on him. Marion Local up 6, 5.5 to go in the fourth. To Arns, the Niekamp. Baseline left. Schwederman bodies Niekamp. Hook shot in the lane. Got it. That's big. 8-point lead. Marion Local, Niekamp has showed out here tonight. 5:16 to go in the fourth. Minster needs points in a hurry. Wildcats offense is stalled out. Schwederman high post to Richard on the arc. Here's Schwederman straight away. Hand off to Steffi. Right corner, Kettner. Shot fake, then lets it go. Swish! Swish! Kettner! A bomb for Minster. 52-47. The lead for Marion Local is 5. It was 8 with 5 minutes to play. Outside the arc on the left is Mesher. He's got an opening. Dribble drive, baseline. Looks for help. Can't find anybody. Swings it to Arns, and Coach Kurt Gunnemiller gets a timeout for the Flyers, who lead by 5. 4:37 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies
like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
A proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. As Marion Local inbounds at their end to our right, leading by five with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. As Minster steals a deflection on the pass to Niekamp in the post. On the arc, it is Steffi. Minster down five, a chance to cut it to two or three. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Behind the screen, it's Steffi, doesn't shoot the three. Goes baseline, then flips back out to McClurg, to Steffi, to Cole Richard. Fakes left, goes right, sprints down the right side of the lane. Running hook shot, too strong, no good. Rebound volleyballed around off Minster.
Nice attempt, but he was standing out of bounds when he knocked it back in.
Tell you what, Chuck, the loss of Cole Albers has meant a lot, not only defensively guarding Niekamp, but Minster just not nearly as efficient at the offensive end.
No, I was saying Cole Albers was playing the best basketball of his career here in his junior year.
3:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Offenses have stalled momentarily. 5-point lead, Flyers, 52-47. Niekamp at mid-post. Back to the basket, going to work against Schwederman. He gives it up, gets it back, spins, maneuvers. Little right-hand hook shot, off to the left, no good. Foul, Schwederman. Niekamp, a good free-throw shooter, has two upcoming. We're down to 3:21 to go in the fourth. 52-47, Marion Local. It was 28-24, Minster at the half. Just a 19-point third and fourth quarter for Minster. Free throw too hard by Niekamp. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. A four-generation business that was started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. That legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Niekamp missed the first one and missed the second one. It skipped around the rim and came off in front. Minster gets a break. They got to capitalize. Wildcats need points. 3:09 to go, fourth quarter. Tipped out of bounds. Far side of the floor by Arnes of Marion Local. Points now are precious. Offenses have been stymied. A little more hesitant. Each club exercising patience at the offensive end of the floor. Minster down five, under three to go in the fourth quarter. And we got a foul away from the action as Cole Richard was held.
Yeah.
Two team fouls each way, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, we're 3 minutes to go in the quarter. I don't think free throws until somebody needs to are going to be a factor.
Substitution for Marion Local, Dylan Dirksen, 6'1 junior, is out there. Dirksen guards McClurg. 5-point lead, Marion Local. James Niemeyer has checked in for the Wildcats. Hand off to Richard, 30 feet away. They try to post up McClurg. He's got it, 12 feet out, back to the basket. Pitches back to Richard on the arc. Richard dives into the lane. Tries to feed behind him to Kettner. And an aggressive foul by Marion Local. Flyers didn't like the call. Richard is bailed out. And he gets two free throws.
I think the key there is he got bailed out. I don't think you reward somebody going backwards, flipping it over his head.
2 minutes, 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-47. The lead is 5 for Marion Local. Richard can cut it to 3. First of 2 free throws is good. 52-48. Flyers up 4. Cole Albers injured. Second quarter for Minster has been off the floor ever since. And how many points did he score, Chuck, in 12 minutes?
He had 8 in the first half.
And he was a demon on defense. He was affecting DeCamp around the basket. Minster within 4 and now within 3. Both free throws are on the button. Each one tossed in by Cole Richard of Minster. Good game for him. 16, 2:30 to go. Fourth quarter, 52-49 Flyers. Mesher, dribble drive. Takes Steffi to the lane. Steffi blocks it. Good play, Brogan Steffi. He crammed Braden Mesher of Marion Local, who tried to bulldog right through the paint. Steffi would have nothing of it. Baseline right of the rim. Mesher to inbound for the Flyers. Looks, fires low on the left to Ryan Holman. Holman shot fake. He goes up short, but a foul. Tagged on the wrist was Holman. Couple of free throws for him. Each team trying to get to the stripe and make freebies. 52-49, Marion Local, which missed its last two free throws. This one by Holman is perfect. 53-49 Flyers, 2:19 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, Chuck, this looked like a high-scoring game at halftime. Looked like we might reach 60. Free throw, Holman is good. 54-49, Marion Local still might get to 60. But not at the pace we had the first two quarters. The lead for Marion Local swells back to 5. Here is Kettner on the arc for Minster. Dumps it down to Niemeyer. Baseline left. Niemeyer on a handoff on the play to Steffi. Steffi tightroping his way beneath the basket. Loose ball batted around. Minster touches last. Marion Local up 5 with the ball. A minute 57 to go.
There's been some contact on drive, but the referees have been consistent.
Oh, yeah, it's been another semi-Minster Marion Local football version here tonight in stages. Outside the arc, right wing, Holman for Marion Local. Defended by two players. Gives it up to Mesher. Mesher probes the middle of the floor, gets below the foul line, and receives a shove. Team foul 4 on Minster. It's common. Next one, Minster will send Marion Local to the line. A minute 38 to go in the fourth. 54-49 in favor of Marion Local. Ball inbounded. Baseline right. It is Holman. He's gobbled up by a defensive player for Minster. And a foul is called. Two-shot situation. A minute 37 to go here in the fourth period. Holman trying to push it to 7. He arches up the free throw and he's got it. Both offenses have stagnated here much of the second half in terms of field goals made, especially here in the fourth. Marion Local had a bust out third quarter. And the Flyers have played defense here in the fourth with no Albers on the floor for Minster because of the injury. Second free throw, no good. DeCamp slaps and fouls. He went up over the back of a Minster player, but it's team foul 4. It's not shooting.
I think that's a correct call.
Yep. Minute 33 to go here in the fourth, and Minster takes a timeout behind 55-49 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry
Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, here we go. Final 92 seconds. Minute 32 on the clock. Mitcher inbounding. Far side of the floor. Kettner bounces to Richard. On the back side of the timeline, Richard goes and gets it. 6-point lead, Marion Local, 55-49. Mitcher led by fourth and a half, 28-24. Steffi, top of the circle, dribbled it off his leg, tracked down by McClurg. He's been silent the last 2.5 quarters or so, but there, Cole McClurg makes a great move. Motoring down the right side of the lane, he flipped in a bank shot. Wow.
What a, shot it over top of Niekamp.
Beautifully done by McClurg. Don't think he could see the rim. And then darting up the floor for Marion Local is Holman. Holman gives it off on the play to Braden Mescher. And he is sandwiched by two Minster defenders, 55-51. Marion Local leads. 1 minute to go in the game. Two free throws for both teams from here on out. Foul shot to Mescher is in and out. No good. Free throws will be big. Second shot upcoming, Braden Mescher. One dribble, spins the ball in his palms, lets it fly, it's in. 56-51, Marion Local by five. Minster to midcourt. It is Cole McClurg coming off a great Houdini drive. Tries to duplicate it, it's too strong. Weak side rebound, Marion Local. Outlet, Mescher, Holman, top of the circle, Niekamp. And right there from that spot on the floor, he normally would shoot the three. He was open, thought better of it, was fouled with 42.8 to go, and Marion Local up five.
He didn't think about it, though. You could just see it in his little mind.
Yep.
Good choice.
42.8 remaining. Flyers lead 56-51. Foul shot by Niekamp. It is good. Right on the money. Marion Local shoots free throws well. Minster even better. Both teams very good at the stripe. Second shot, Niekamp to push the lead to seven, and he does. All net. 58-51, Marion Local. Here comes Steffi up the floor for the Wildcats. He's at the timeline. Angles to the left. Weaves it to Kettner. Coming out to catch is Schwederman. Right side, Richard. Richard splits a couple defenders, goes into the right corner. He's knocked to the floor. Loose ball, out of bounds. Minster touched it last. And it will be Flyers possession. I tell you what, without Albers and this combination of players on the floor, Chuck, Minster just has not been efficient offensively here in the last quarter and a half or so. Marion Local inbounding, backcourt, it's Mescher. Mescher flips up ahead to a teammate who drives into the right corner. It's Everman. He's hounded. Minster nearly stole it. It goes out of bounds with 20.8 to go, and Marion Local up seven. Marion Local's defense spearheaded the second half. The offense had a stellar third quarter, and Minster without Albers could not stage the comeback. Foul Minster, 19 to go, 58-51, and Marion Local will shoot two free throws. Tell you what, Chuck, these high school basketball games seem like they can be really short, and if you have one swoon at the offensive end, oh, it can mean the difference. And Minster has been lacking effectiveness offensive end of the court the last 12 or 13 minutes or so as Niekamp strokes in the first free throw, missed the second hard. 59-51, Marion Local, 14 seconds to go. Long three by Steffi, in and out, no good. Rebound volleyball, but Kettner picked off on the play by Niekamp. Niekamp up the floor with the Flyers, gives it behind the arc to Mescher, left side to Holman, and that's it. It's over. Marion Local 59, Minster 51, in a game that for 2.5 to 3 quarters was much closer than the 8-point difference at the end. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. Our experience, your style. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. It serves Ohio, several more states. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround, just a week at O'Reilly. We're also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. A rather uneventful finish to this game. Chuck, Marion Local played strong defense down the stretch without Albers to help distribute the ball from the post. Minster's offense was really sluggish. It was not effective. Marion Local with a big spurt in the third quarter. Comes away with an 8-point win. The game was really closer than the final margin of difference. Minster had great offensive flow. The first two quarters couldn't sustain it without Albers. Give Marion Local a lot of credit. Flyers did tonight what they do best. They'll hang around, they'll play even, and then they'll mix in the bench, put Niekamp to work. Mesher runs the point so well and handles the ball nicely. Marion Local got some easy baskets. Minster turnovers cropped up in the second half. Flyers took advantage and won by 8, 59-51, to take second place in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Yeah, Minster played really well. When Albers went out, it changed the whole dynamic of the game.
Yeah, sure did.
And Marion Local took advantage of it. You just got to hope that Albers, it's a tweak, that he can get some therapy and get back in for the tournament, because, like I said, he's playing his best basketball that I've seen him play.
And he's becoming more of a factor, a prominent force, getting more minutes as a junior all the time, and was going to be key tonight. He can go toe-to-toe with Niekamp. They're the same size. How many points for Niekamp? 23? Is that what he got?
23,
That's his number on his back. Niekamp with 23 to lead Marion Local. Fine second half, 35 points for the Flyers. Terrific third quarter. I'd like to have seen this game played after the finish with Albers on the court for 29 or 30 minutes of the 32 for Minster. Didn't happen. They won't meet again this year because Marion Local is Division 6, Minster's Division 7.
Yeah, probably won't see each other then.
Nope. But a really good game for three quarters or so. I thought Minster was special the first half, Chuck.
Ooh. Well, they were within the fourth quarter. They were within four with less than 3 minutes to go. It wasn't over until Marion Local made some free throws.
Yeah, Minster just could not click on offense with no Albers out there in the hardwood. And when you've got a cog in the middle of the court disseminating the basketball like Albers can, plus he's an offensive threat, you got to shade two players at him every now and then. And when Marion Local did that, Minster shot threes exceedingly well through the first 50% of this game or better. But Marion Local survives by 8, 59-51. We'll return with more from here at Minster in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, located just north of I-75 on 25A. For multiple years now, Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, for 52 years plus, you can count on Barker, which will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure, north of Sydney County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. TaylorMade, Marion Local win. This is how the Flyers get it done. They don't turn it over in the second half. They get to the foul line, make shots. Austin Niekamp was splendid, especially so when Albers was out of the game. Minster shot it well first half, but eventually Marion Local's defense took hold. Minster had no inside game over the last 2.5 quarters, and then Marion Local snuffed out Minster's three-point shooting in the last 50 to 60% of this contest to win by 8, 59-51. Chuck, our scoring?
Well, if you look at it, Marion Local, I mean, Minster out-rebounded them 25-22. Marion Local had 6 offensive rebounds. Minster only had 2. The Wildcats turned it 9 times. Marion Local turned it once a half. That's two for the game.
Yeah, there you go.
12 of 20 from the free throw line for the Flyers. Minster went there 10 times, made them all. Individual scoring, Cole Richard, another terrific game, 16 points. 8 points for Kettner off the bench. 8 points for Albers all in the first half, obviously. And 8 points for Brogan Steffi. I'm going to go with Cole Richard as my player of the game for the Wildcats. On the other side, Marion Local led by Austin Niekamp with 23, and Ryan Homan had 14. He had a terrific start to the game and then made 3 free throws in the fourth quarter. And we'll go with Homan and Niekamp as my Clancy's players for the Flyers.
Oh, Chuck, I marvel at that stat. 2 turnovers, Marion Local.
Yeah.
Entire game, 1 each half. Not very many decent, or at least average, high school basketball teams lose a game with just 2 mistakes in the entire fourth quarters, unless they're playing the number one ranked juggernaut. And, you know, Marion Local committed 2 errors the entire night. That leads to victory.
Yeah, I mean, they took care of the basketball. Yeah. If you don't turn it over, you just get more possessions, more chances.
And this segment of our broadcast presented to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, Minster had won 10 of its previous 12, drops this game tonight here at home to Marion Local, 59-51. Minster closes out the regular season 14-8 as a tournament date 1 week from today against Hardin Northern in a Division 7 district. Meanwhile, Marion Local was 19-1 coming in. The Flyers' triumphant 8-point win over Minster to go to 20-1. And guess what? Marion Local's got one more game left. We cover it tomorrow night. Marion Local at Rushi. JV starts at 6. We're on the air about 6:40 or so. Tip-off varsity at 7:15. Rushi did pull away, beat Fort Loramie tonight. In the second half, Fort Loramie gave the Raiders fits the first two quarters. Rushi did win fairly easily. Marion Local will take a 20-1 mark into that game tomorrow night against Rushi. Rushi 21-0 as the two blue and gold clubs close out the regular season. Marion Local Division 6, Rushi Division 7. That's tomorrow night's action. And it should be a great game. This one was going to go to the wire, and Albert's been able to finish it. I think it's no slap against Marion Local. That's just how good Minster was and could have been tonight. Had Albers played four quarters. Wildcats playing their very best ball of the year coming into this game tonight, having won 10 of 12 games. If you're dreaming of owning a home, you can do it with help from F&M Bank. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. F&M Bank Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. It'll make your dream home come sooner than you think. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account at F&M Bank. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fnmbank.com to learn more. F&M Bank, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. fmbank.com. Thanks to our online listeners tonight. More action tomorrow night from Rushi Boys Game, featuring the Marion Local Flyers and the Rushi Raiders. That is the headliner statewide tomorrow night, February 15th. That's the biggest game in Ohio, certainly among D7, 6, 5, 4. There might be a big showdown match in Division I somewhere to close out the campaign. But who knows, we might have a packed house tomorrow night at Rushi. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster. Marion Local eventually subdues Minster in the end by 8 points, 59-51.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dittman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dittman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you.